Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is called out on strikes. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball four. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berenguer fires to first and picks off Manning. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Ogilvie moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ogilvie moves to third. Moore moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Ogilvie scores. Moore moves to third. Manning moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, Brewers. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive to right field. Grubb throws towards Brookins. Brookins fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brookins. Grubb throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Simmons trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Yount scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Howard Bailey now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Manning. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Parrish moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball towards left. Ogilvie catches it and throws to home to double up Parrish. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Gantner bunts towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Manning moves to second. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore scores. Manning moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's 5-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Underwood now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive towards third. Castillo catches it and throws to first to double up Cooper. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Moore steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabal scoops it up and throws to first, with Underwood covering, for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 6-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Brewers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Simmons moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Dave Gumpert now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Ogilvie moves to second. It's 9-1, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. Ogilvie moves to third. Moore moves to second. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ogilvie tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-1, Brewers. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Brewers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.